on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
Within the last few minutes, the Queen's arrived in Canterbury to attend a service at the Cathedral. Her Majesty's already unveiled a new visitor centre at the National Battle of Britain Memorial near Folkestone, along with the Duke of Edinburgh. Kieran's been covering the royal visit for KMFM.
Well, the Queen arrived here in Capel-Lafern this morning, where she opened the new centre known as the Wing. Her Majesty followed in the footsteps of her late mother, who unveiled a memorial dedicated to airmen at the site when it opened nearly 22 years ago. Patrick Tootle's Honorary Secretary of the Trust, who says it means a lot to have had royalty back.
It's great value that our tribute to the few has been recognised by Her Majesty and the Duke of Edinburgh. You can't get higher than that, and we're absolutely delighted.
The centre, which has a dedicated teaching room for school children, shares the stories of brave soldiers who fought in the air battle at the start of World War II. While here, the Queen got to meet RAF veterans who became known as the Few.
I feel honoured that Her Majesty could take time to, you know, to speak to people like myself. I'm a very humble sort of man. I do acknowledge the fact that she does. I think she does a good job. She's a wonderful queen, a wonderful lady, and I respect her.
Andrew Simpson's a trustee. He says it's also a fitting tribute to those who lost their lives.
The wing has been created to show what happened in the battle, not to glorify it, not to do anything about making heroes of people, because the funny thing is that the few don't think they were heroes, and we hopefully have created something that they'll be proud of.
The Queen's now in Canterbury, where she'll be going to a service with her husband before unveiling two statues dedicated to her Diamond Jubilee.
This is KMFM News.
Investigators say the co-pilot of the Germanwings plane deliberately crashed it into the French Alps. Initial findings from the cockpit recorder reveal he activated the descent button, refused to open the door to the pilot, and didn't issue a Mayday warning. All 150 people on board were killed. French prosecutor Brice Robin has given chilling details of the last minutes of the flight.
We hear several cries of the pilot asking to access, but there's no answer from the co-pilot. And we hear at that moment breathing from inside the cockpit. And we hear this breathing until the moment of impact.
A murder investigation's underway after a prisoner was found dead in his cell at a Kent jail. Police were called to Swellside Prison on the Isle of Sheppey at 7 last night. The inmate is believed to have suffered multiple stab wounds. Two men aged 32 and 44 have been arrested.
KMFM News.
The Supreme Court's ruled private letters written by Prince Charles to government ministers should be made public. The government wanted the UK's highest court to overturn a previous ruling allowing publication. A Britain's Got Talent finalist from Kent has been cleared of deliberately breaking his girlfriend's cheekbone. Adam Chandler, who was part of swing singer's Jackpack, was alleged to have hit his partner as they argued whilst travelling to a car auction in January last year. The 29-year-old from Mackenders Lane in Eccles near Alresford has been found not guilty of assault following a trial at Maidstone Crown Court.
KMFM News.
A Kent woman's calling on anyone who's thinking about fostering to consider taking on children with disabilities. It's as the County Council have highlighted a need for people to look after vulnerable children and help change their futures. Michelle Huggins from Chartham near Canterbury has been fostering disabled children for 4 years.
I don't think it's something that enough people consider, but there's definitely a need for it. So it's definitely worth exploring if you're coming into fostering for the first time or if you've been a foster carer for a while.
It's emerged a major Kent festival won't be taking place this summer for the first time in 9 years. Organisers of Canterbury's Lounge on the Farm say it's due to a number of reasons, but they hope to return in 2016 at a new venue in the city. And the reburial of Richard III has taken place at Leicester Cathedral. The Archbishop of Canterbury led the ceremony ceremony, whilst Benedict Cumberbatch, who's a distant relative of the King, read a specially written poem.
KMFM Sport.
Australia are into Sunday's final of the Cricket World Cup, where they'll take on fellow co-host New Zealand. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, Australia beat India by 95 runs to set up a decider against New Zealand in Melbourne on Sunday. Captain Michael Clarke says they deserve to be in the decider.
We're excited to be in a final. It's a wonderful achievement. We're really proud that we've been able to make the final. We know it's going to be tough against New Zealand.
Football, and we'll hear shortly from England manager Roy Hodgson ahead of tomorrow's Euro 2016 qualifier with Lithuania. He's considering giving debuts to Harry Kane and Ryan Mason. At the other end of the spectrum, Phil Jagielka is hoping to win his 35th cap. And Fernando Alonso's been cleared to race in this weekend's F1 Malaysian Grand Prix. The two-time world champion will be back in his McLaren after recovering from concussion following a pre-season crash in Barcelona.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.